Hey.
Hey! How's it going?
It's going all right. I don't know. We're driving. We're in a car.
It's 8:59 in the a.m. Sunday, May the 31st, 2009.
30th.
June 1st, 2010.
All right. 2007. E3 2007 continues.
E3 2000.
Yeah.
That's just the model number. We're now on the 2000 model.
Right, E3 2000. It's the future.
It's V8.
Yeah. So we're on our way to get Brad.
Leave it, Sausalito. Just filled up my new Coleman cooler with evil.
It's
safe to say.
Pretty much every German energy drink that we had in the fridge is coming with us.
A bunch of the Spike. That was a really bad idea.
Yeah, those three cans of Spike. That bottle of Grey Goose.
Yeah.
That German, one of those German energy drinks was called Big Pump.
Yeah.
And it said it was Mit Guarana.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so that's...
I like it when it's Mit something.
Yeah, it's Mit all kinds of stuff.
Oh, so I'm going to go pick up Brad in San Francisco and then hit the 5 and do the commute.
So I see here that you've supplied some...
So I stopped and got some coffee this morning before I came and picked your ass up.
Uh-huh.
And on the counter, some impulse purchasing giant Cheetos.
Giant Cheetos.
Now, you know what like a Cheeto Puff looks like?
Actually, it's Cheetos Giant.
I'm sorry.
Cheetos colon Giant.
I rescind my earlier statement.
Yeah.
Redacted. No, these are Cheetos Giant. They're giant Cheetos.
Yeah, they are. It's like a tiny bag, which feels to be about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 large size Cheeto balls in it. Which
how big would you say that is? Like a plum?
Sure. Plum size? Like a shriveled, slightly shriveled plum.
Slightly small plum.
Yeah.
Like a golf ball. Like a golf ball.
A little smaller than a golf ball. A little smaller. But yeah, I guess because they're not evenly shaped. If they were rounded out, it'd probably be about the size of a golf ball. I think I would prefer one big honkin' Cheeto in this bag.
See, I'm not yet convinced that I want a Cheeto as big as this Cheeto.
Oh, well, I know I definitely don't want a Cheeto as big as these giant ones, because I like them as densely packed as possible. When they puff them up like this, they're not as good.
No.
So...
And just, your surface area for the amount of cheese dust, they're either going to have to, cake it on thicker.
Yeah.
It's not going to be pleasant.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or it's just going to be more like that... Styrofoam corn stuff.
Yeah, that's what I think it's going to be more like, which is not really what I'm after in a Cheeto product.
But we'll try those at some point.
Yeah, we'll be checking in from the road here and there.
With lots of gangster rap.
With stuff that cheese would be into.
It's all my iPod has is gangster rap.
Good. That's mostly what mine has also.
But that's most of the time. I had to custom build this one.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning first thing and just listened to Snoop Doggy Dogg's Doggy Style all the way through. And when it was over, I left the house.
That's a good way to get going.
That's all I need. Okay, go. E3.
I had to do things like figure out what pair of shoes I was going to bring, what pair of sunglasses I was going to bring.
I already had that all figured out in my mind.
I wanted the shoes to be a game time decision because I couldn't figure it out last night. I ended up wearing the new these Adidas Superstar 2s that I got a few weeks back, and they're purple and black, and they're about as broken in as they're gonna get, and it's not very. But I looked through my shoe collection and nothing jumped out at me that seemed more comfortable, so I just went with these. It'll probably go bad at some point.
Jeff, I feel it's worth mentioning that we are currently crossing the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, we're crossing the Golden Gate Bridge.
For landmark purposes, following our great adventures, Indiana Jones style. Big old map and a red line.
Bust out your copy of iMovie 09.
The red line is currently crossing the Golden Gate Bridge. That's as much as we can sing.
That's
having to pay for it.
6 seconds. I don't even want to do 7.
No, that's more than plenty.
Yeah.
I figure we're almost at the end of this microcast, so it's a good time to start talking about the PSP Go.
Oh, yeah, that thing happened.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, a lot of people complaining that it doesn't have a second analog stick, which I think, people are misunderstanding what that thing's designed to be.
I think you're right, but I also think at this point, people have been demanding a second analog stick for the PSP since it came out.
Right, okay.
At a certain point, I feel like it's on Sony to, meet those market demands.
I guess, yeah, but at the same time, then you split the user base all over again, and you got some games that only...
Something they should have done earlier.